while they're fixing these two lights real quick. Who's seen the movie Borat before? Raise your hand. All right. Now, what I want to know, does anyone here have a mankini? Raise your hand if you have a mankini.
Yeah, right here.
Oh. Oh, Tom Bell. Okay, great. All right, Tom Bell, he works with...
So what pushes me outside of my comfort zone? Well, some people are scared of speaking in public.
Yeah.
And probably some are more scared of speaking in public, exposing
in a mankini. That doesn't cover your private parts. Okay.
Exactly. If anything hangs out, I mean, trust me. And men, mental note, cold pools make your thing shrivel up, but also speaking on stage in a mankini, too. So probably should have stuck this with something.
No one here needs to drink exactly.
Some of you may know me from working with Mike Sinfield, say, for 5 years, and now I'm working with Rich Sheffer doing some crazy, awesome things. We've produced tens of millions of dollars of results that all started when Mike and I met at a seminar. And I'm going to share something today that may impact some of your lives. You're sitting next to people who are action takers. You're sitting next to people who are making things happen. You may be sitting next to someone like I was back in 2005, whose name was Mike Filsaine. You'll see him speak here as a presenter tomorrow. And he and I began a conversation. We began a friendship. And then I was doing some cool things. He was doing some cool things. We talked. We collaborated. We made some things happen. Next thing you know, we produced tens of millions of dollars. Oh, I'm neglecting these people over here. It's happening over here. How's it going? So we produced tens of millions of dollars, multiple tens of millions of dollars, from meeting at a seminar and taking action. What I'm going to share with you is the power of stepping out of your comfort zone and taking advantage of the moment. Don't be afraid to meet people. Don't be afraid to go shake hands. Don't be afraid to say hi to people, get pictures with people, because that could lead to who knows where. But there's more to it than that. In business, you're walking a tightrope. You know, none of us have a crystal ball that knows what's going to work and what's not going to work. But if you don't try it, you'll never receive that answer. Correct? So you got to take that step. You got to be willing to step outside your comfort zone. And, you know, this is just a crazy, wild example of making that happen. But there is major importance to that. See, I was in a car accident back in September 11th, 1998. I had to learn to walk and talk again. I had a near-death experience, and I talk about that in some daily videos that I give at MakeTodayGreat.com that goes into what my bright light experience was. But I chose to come back. And if I chose to come back that could impact someone in this audience here today, that's why I'm here. We have limited time here. Trey has been a great friend of mine, as well as most all the top gurus for the past several years. They were there supporting me when I lost my mother at 52 years old. I lost my father at 56 years old in the last couple years. None of us have a guarantee of tomorrow. None of us have a guarantee of next week, next year. Take action now. W. Clement Stone, who was the one who supported Napoleon Hill back in the early 1900s, had a saying, do it now, do it now, do it now. Trey's delivering the goods. He's showing you what to do. Andy delivered the goods. He's showing you what to do. All the speakers will. It's up to you to choose to do it now. Don't dawdle. Don't hesitate. Don't procrastinate. Make it happen. All right? We have no guarantees, but if you don't try, you don't know. And it's what? If you think you can't do it, you're right. You won't be able to do it. You need to work on yourself. You need to have that confidence to take your life and your actions outside your comfort zone. And I think other than that, Trey, I don't know. Is there any more quarters up here?
There's one right there.
Awesome. So make the most of this event. Let's give it up for Trey one more time.
Is it all right?
Hey, no pun intended. It takes a lot of balls to get up